Okay, so Parshas Yisro, obviously, the centerpiece of Parshas Yisro is Maaseh Sedibros. And everyone in Maaseh Sedibros, you think, stands alone as an amud of Klal Yisro. And each one needs to sort of be understood on its own right what exactly is the Nakuda being brought out in each of these Maaseh Sedibros. So third of these Maaseh Sedibros is Lo Sisa Hashem Hashem Lekech Lashav, Kilinaki Hashem Asher Yisa Hashem Lashav. So it's the Indian of being no Hashem Hashem Lashav. We speak about the idea of mentioning the Kosh Baruch Hu's name for no reason, but that's not the Iker, the Isser. The Isser Iker is by Shvua. This is the Iker Makar for Shvua Shav. This is the Lava Shvua Shav. But it's interesting because there's another Lava Shvua Sheker. You have in Parshas Kedoshim, it says that you can't make Shvua Sheker. And here the Dagesh is on Shvua Shav. So why, Daf, you think, like, what's worse? Shvua Shav or Shvua Sheker? Shvua Sheker is Imamish Olai. Shvua Shav is, it's not necessary, it's impossible, it's not be'etzim in the realm of Sheker, it's called Shav, and there's a difference between the two. So if you were making the Sosa Dibros, which seems to be like the Iker Chumra of Shvua Sheker, Shvua Shav, which one do you choose? But HaKadosh Baruch Hu put here Shvua Shav. It's interesting why Shav is the Dagesh over here. If you look at the Targum, so the Targum actually sneaks in Sheker. Because the pasuk mentions shav twice, it says lo sisa Hashem Hashem kach l'shav, and then it says at the end lo yinaki Hashem es asher yisa Hashem l'shav. So it says shav twice. So the targum teaches in the first one l'magana, which means for no reason, don't take a useless shvua, and then on the second time he says l'shikra, don't make a shvua sheker. So targum is bothered by this obviously, and he's trying to sort of show the pasuk is covering both shvua shav and shvua sheker, but l'maisa in the actual words, in the way that most mefarshim bring it out. The emphasis here is Shav and the Sheker. The Shaila is why. You know, why is this considered the bigger Avla, in a certain sense, than a Shvua Sheker? That's number one. Number two is that, in general, Lo Sisa, so the Iker Inyan seems to be an Inyan of Kavod Shem Shemayim, or Yirav Shem Shemayim. What Shvua is, the Shvua is saying, you know, just as the Kosh Baruch Hu is true, so too this is true. So if Chas V'Shalom, your Shvua is a lie, so then Be'etzim, it's a Kfira. Because it's a pagam in Kosh Baruch Hu Atzmo Kiviyachol. That's the way the Chazal view it. So a Shvua Sheker is such a chamer dika thing. You know, we learned the Gemara earlier on in Gidzin about how scary Shvuas were, but we had it by the case of the Amana. The whole word is because it's actually addressing Kosh Baruch Hu Atzmo. And if Kosh Baruch Hu Atzmo, you take his name and you use it Klape Sheker, so that's the biggest Avla. So again, the Shaila is, well, if the Iker Inyan is this Yiras Hashem, so I understand that Sheker, Shach Hashem, is a very big problem. Shav, I understand, is not right, but you know what's coming out over here about also the Shav Shiva. If the Iker Inyan of a Shvua Shav and Shvua Sheker, as the Rishonim explain, is, you know, Yiras Hashem and Kavod Hashem, and, you know, not to take Hashem's name lightly, etc., what's that Nakuda? Also, Adaraba, there's a mitzvah saseh deraisa. It says b'shmo tishaveya, that when you do take a shvua, there's a mitzvah to take it in Hashem's name. I mean, obviously you shouldn't be nishba b'shem vodazara, but there's a mitzvah saseh deraisa. It's brought down as a mitzvah saseh that when you do make a shvua, it should be dafka in Hashem's name. Kiwa, there's a maila in the shvua itself b'shem Hashem. So you have to understand where this all comes in. One more point is that the Gemara brings down in brachos, it says that the inyan of bracha shein etzricha. The bracha levatala, it says it comes from the pasuk of Lo Sisa. So this is the lav negeya to bracha levatala. It's machlokas rishonim of bracha levatala is deraisa derabanan. You could argue bracha levatala, really, why is it so bad? It's true. You know, I'm not, there's no apple over here right now. I make a bray pre-eitz. Kosh Baruch Hu is the bray pre-eitz. It's emes. And it's the shevach of Hashem. So we have to understand why that's so bad. But lamaisa, that's called a bracha levatala. And the Gemara brings it down as a lav Lo Sisa. So again, Rishonim argue if it's an asmachta, really lav deraisa. But it's the end of Lo Sisa, Hashem HaKech Hashem HaShav, the end of Shav, not Sheker obviously, but Shav, that's again a bracha levatala. So how do we swallow that? How does that make sense? So I want to understand more of the Indian of what Shav is all about versus Sheker, and that can sort of help us understand more about this Isser and why this is the one brought us to Dibros. So I want to start with discussing the Bria of Shav. There was a person Kosh Baruch Hu created who is considered the Atzmius of Shav in this world, and that's Esav, Esav of Russia. The Medrash says, but when they called his name Esav, the Medrash says that Esav is a notrikin for Ze Shav Barasi. I have created Shav. Esav and Shav are similar osios, similar sounds. And the Ayin and Aleph can switch, and you can even have the same letters. And in Melo, you have this Bria of Esav, which is the Bria of Shav. He is the Bria of Shav. He's the Atzimius of Shav and the Bria. So we would say maybe Esav is Sheker. Why is Esav Shav? What's the Kuda of Shav? So we know Yitzchak of is Esav Kitzai Befiv. We understand that Yitzchak saw something in Esav, which was a Mila. It's a force in the Pasuk. And he wanted to give Esav the Brachos. It's also a force in the Pasuk. So what did he see in Esav? So obviously there's arichas in this in every single parish you look at, but in a broad sense, he saw Milos and Esav, which he felt could have are the kochos of Avos. You know, we have Avos and Yaakov are the Avos, and Kornel Avos Shlosha. But Yitzchak Avinu saw something in Esav which was on par with the Avos. There's kochos there. There's potential. There was some sort of Indian of Esav that Taka could have been on the level of an Av, which again, many Rishonim discussed. That Esav could have been working in tandem with Yaakov Avinu as being sort of a pair of Avos working together to create Klal Yisrael. That's something that many Mefarshim explain. We know that Esav's head, the Medrash says, is buried in Maaseh Machpelah. The mice that Hushim ben Don came and killed him, the Gemara's number first happened to the head, but the Medrash is Mosif that it rolled into Maaseh Machpelah. You go there to this very day, there's actually a little marker. Here is Esav's head, and you can see where it is. Maaseh Machpelah with Masorah on it. So, what does it tell about Esav? Esav's head. That means that Esav, in terms of his kochos, in his head, in his understandings, he was on the level of an Av Mamish. He had those kochos within him, but the guf couldn't make it in. Only the head made it in. Why? What's the vart? So it's very simple. It's because the Indian of Esav is that he was an Av Bekoach, not Bepoel. He was an Av in his potential. In his potential, Esav could have been the fourth of the Avos, in his potential. But Esav, for whatever reason, his Bechira, or the way Kosh Baruch Hu created him, whatever it was, did not come out LFOL. It remained totally in the world of potential. It was, we would call it wasted potential. If you don't understand what Shav is a waste. Sheker is false. What is Shav? Shav is something which is for no reason. It's useless. It's a wasteful thing. A shua shav is a shua which is wasteful. It's not sheker betzim. It's a useless shua. There's no purpose to it. So Esav is a bria in this world, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu made, which is totally mekolach. He has tremendous kochos. Esav is somebody who's kochos for the part of the Yaakov Avinu, the bechir shabavos. But he was somebody who was created in a way that those kochos never came out el apoel. It was all a shav. It was a wasted life, a wasted potential, and the potential which is unbelievable potential, all of Atala. Now that says in the Tochacha, one of the clauses in Tochacha is v'sam l'ri kochachem. They have all these kochos, and they just get depleted for no use. That's Tochacha. There's no worse tragedy in that person. Gemara speaks about Kosh Baruch Hu, you know, is mitzvah over certain people. He's mitzvah over. So one of them is if you're a person who has potential to learn and you don't learn. Why? Because it's kochos that are going larik. You have kochos to learn, and you don't. So that's Kosh Baruch Hu cries over that. That's a tochacha because it's there. The potential is there, and it's gone. It's just totally wasted. Now Esav we know he's called the Anmoni, and there's another Anmoni which is David HaMelech. David Melech's Anmoni, Esav's Anmoni. What's the pshat? Anmoni is indicating, again, some level of koach, of greatness. It's some level, some kochos within. Again, we can discuss what the kochos are. But kochos within Esav, which are tremendous kochos, things he can do with those kochos would change the world. Latov. And he could not bring it out. David Melech was Anmoni, Mifeinayim, and he brought it out. David Melech had the same potential as Esav. He had the same kochos within. And David Melech was the one who succeeded bringing out the pole. David Melech became the Malchus of Klal Yisrael. Whereas Esav had those kochos, but Esav could not bring them out. So Mela Esav ended up as a bria of shav. Totally a bria of shav, a wasteful bria, someone who has the kochos which are there, but can't bring them out of the pole. We know Esav cried over the brachos. Now Esav, Yitzchak gives the brachos to Yaakov. Esav comes in, and he chaps that he missed out on the brachos, and he shed tears. And what's the pshat he shed tears? There was something in Esav that was real. There was something of Tov, an emes within. He was hoping the brachos would bring it out, maybe. But it couldn't come out the pole. He was a shav. It was unfulfilled, wasted potential in the bria. That's the asmis of Esav. That's the shav barasi. Da shav barasi. Esav is total shav. So this is all in the end, again, not of sheker, of shav. It's not about being false and being a lie. It's about being wasted kochos. So what's the Indian here by Shua Shav? I mean, how we connect this to Shua Shav? So there's an amazing Ramban. The Ramban is brought down. He has a sefer called Emunah V'Tachon, much for the Chazanish, obviously. And there's a famous shtickle in that sefer, Perek Yates, which he's going on this pasuk. He's going on the lav, on the sefer Sedibros, he's going on the lav of Losisa. And he says here a remez, which when you first look at it, sounds like a Chassidish shot, Betzim. But it's a Ramban. And the Ramban's saying this as a Havana in the Indian of Shvuah Shav. So the Ramban says the following. The Ramban says, Beda, ki kol zman she'ar mechashev besoch libo shmo shel Hashem. Anytime you think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu in your heart, or you think about Nefos HaBorei, and you have an Asurus, you get inspired. So you're thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're thinking about a mitzvah, you're being misbonen on the Bria, and you're thinking about the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Meisim. Yesh lefanav isorus kafim machsheves melos acholshiv. So, person's isorer. You get inspired. Again, it's based on the choshiv. Some more, some less. But there's a drive, inspiration in a person to do something good, to do a mitzvah, to reach out, to misdaben kosh baruch hu, to grow. Ukeshi hisor arta hisorusum isor al davar rik. But when you're misorer, and it leads to nothing. It leads to emptiness. It's a wasteless orus. So where will the bracha come from? It says in the pasuk, it says, wherever my name is mentioned, I will come and give a bracha. But if the orus means your name is mentioned, Hashem's name is mentioned, there's orus, but it doesn't come out into anything real, then where's the bracha going to be chal? What's it coming on? Where's it going to? So fakir. Once there's this orus, and there's nowhere for it to be chal, so instead of bracha, it's a waste, and it's up with klala, it's a void. And then he brings down the pasuk of Shir Shirim. This is his famous vart. He says, "Ishbadis chamnos shoyim imtiruvim to'urus avash etechpas." The Ramban says in the pasuk of Shir Shirim, you have here. It says that the mashal is Klal Yisrael is mashbia the chamnos Yerushalayim, and she says to them, "Imtairim to'uru." And I have this love towards Kosh Baruch Hu, which I'm developing. I don't want you to question it, and I don't want you to move it along. I don't want you to push me. Give me my space. I have my inspiration. I'm working towards it. Acha techpats. Don't do anything. Acha techpats. So what's acha techpats? A pashup shot is until there's a desire. But the Ramban says a pshat. Imlo hayakoch ba'adam el poel zo acha techpats. What does acha techpats mean? It means bringing out the chokos in the person, this orus, this excitement to connect el poel into reality. You should make it into a chifetz. You should make it into a concrete maisa. Like the Lashon of Chazal, on kutei chefetz, you hold on to a chifetz. You know, Nikita's chifetz by a shvua. A kli. So the Ramban says that when you have this oris, it has to come out into the world of maisa in some way. It has to be a kli kibble for the bracha. It has to have something to be tefes in. If not, then it's a waste. Its potential is there to steig in incredible ways. You have this oris, you're inspired. Or in smaller ways, if it's a smaller service. But if you leave it alone, it just fades away. What happens? It's larik, and there's no mak of bracha to be chal. Alkein Amru, that's why it says in Shavuos, it says, Shekol Om is dazeya. The whole world shook. Keshiyat Zadar Mpiyah Kosh Baruch Hu. And Kosh Baruch Hu said losisa. The whole world shook. So the chumra of this Indian, the Ramban says, is an incredible thing. It's not the pshat. I'll speak more about Shavuah, how it works. But it's not the pshat. It's just that, okay, you don't need the Shavuah, and you invoked Hashem's name, L'Shav. That's not the pshat. He's saying because there's an opportunity here of his Urus. You have an ability now to do a tremendous Maisa, the Mekadashim Shemayim. You can shtai, you can grow, you can Mechabit Hashem. And what did you do? Just let it disappear. It was Larik. It was Samli Kochachem. It was gone. It was finished. So the word is, his Urus Latov. If you have his Urus Latov, and there's no Maisa that goes along with it, so that is Lashav. That's Lashav. Nesias, so there's, again, this is a Ramban. Losis Hashem, Hashem, Okecha, Lashav. Nesias Hashem is not just in saying a Shvua. See, Nesias Hashem is when the Kosh Baruch Hu's name comes up within you. You have his Urus. You're inspired. You want to connect, and then it just goes. You don't do anything about it. It just fizzles out. That's the Rik. It's a potential. It's a Koach. It's Urus, which is totally gone. And the word is that this is worse than not having it at all. I mean, let's think about it. It's funny. You think, well, at least I had his Urus, or at least I got inspired. The answer is no. Let's look at the person. If I just didn't get inspired, then there's no tying on me that, okay, there's potential here that was lost. There's no potential, I can't do anything. You know, I can only work up to my potential. But when there's this urus, there's potential now. The kochos within me have now come up to the surface, ready to come out and do maisa b'fo'el. So there's a tefillah on me. Okay, do something. You know, act. And I don't. That's worse never having this urus in the first place. At least from a certain angle. Because the maisa, the potential is there to do something. You didn't. If there's no potential, then you can't have any tainas on me. You know, why am I not flying right now to the moon? I can't fly to the moon. I don't have the ability. So you can't have tainas on me if you're not flying to the moon. But the shaila is, well, why aren't you learning an extra half an hour a day by asmada, and I have that potential, then there's a taina on me. So like I said, someone who's able to learn doesn't learn, because Baruch Hu is very nitzdayer, kevayachol, because the potential is there and it's not happening. So when you're nisorer in some way, and you don't take it and channel it into maisa, it's larik, it's worthless. There's an amazing Rashi by the Akedah, which... When you first look at the Rashi, it's a medrash, and you think about it, you question it. But I think this is Tavan in the Rashi. It says by the Akedah, so Avram is about to, he takes out the Machelos, the Shchodos Beno, he's about to Shecht Yitzchak, and it says that the Malach called to him, and he tells him, Vayomer al tishlach yadchel anar, v'altas lo me'uma. Don't send out your hand to the Nar, and don't do to him anything. So it's a double Lashon. So don't Shecht him, L'chor is the first shot. So what's mean? Don't do anything to him. So Rashi brings down, he says, I'm sure you guys have seen the Rashi. Rashi brings down and he says, Amar lo, Imkel chinam basi. Avram says, come on, I came here for no reason. I came to check my son. What are you telling me not to do it for? Esen bel chabal, at least let me give him like a cut. Kind of like give a little slit or something. To motzi some dam. Let me take a little blood. So that's what Avram Avinu says. So the Malach tells him, don't even make a mum. Leave him alone. So what's the shot? Avraham, okay, so he's at the Yakedah. He's misgaber in this in tremendous nisayon. And he passed. He did great. He was up there, he's about to shech. Malach says, no, you've done okay. Avraham says, come on, like a little blood, like a little cut, something. Like, what does Avraham want? And then at the end, what happens? So he ends up, he brings an ayo tachas beno. And Rashi brings down every single step of avodah he did on the aisle. He's mechavein l'shem Yitzchak. Avram like wanted to shecht Yitzchak. He was like thirsty to shecht him. He had to take a little blood. So just to clarify one point, the Indian of being motzi dam. I mean, we have an Indian. You know, we have by hatavas dam milo. There is an Indian being motzi dam b'makom mitzvah. There is such a thing. You know, that exists. But people just speak about by Avram Ravino over here. But still, what was Avram saying? Like, what did he want? Why is he saying, okay, let me at least get some blood out of him? What did he want? So I think the pshat's very pashut. Avram Avinu had his oris shin come up over here. He was on a madriga which we can't imagine. He had been misdabik in a kosh baruch Hu to the point in 3 days thinking about the nisayon, going to the Akedah, ready to shecht his son. He was somewhere in the alamba solyonim, you know, doing amazing things. So he had to, so it was all the koach now though. Like the Ramban says that what is the purpose of a nisayon? It's to bring kochos from the kochel poel. That's the whole purpose. So Avram, he had the kochos within. And he had this Aurus, and he was on a high madriga, and this gov, and Allah, something beyond which we can imagine. So he's like, I need to bring it into the world of Maisa. You know, I can let this Aurus is just going to like float away. I'm just going to lose this Aurus. My Devekus right now is on the level which no one can imagine. If I don't do it in the world of Maisa, it's going to be lost. It's going to be Larik. It's going to be Sami Kochachem. It's going to be Lashav. It's going to be useless. It's going to be wasted. How can I have this Aurus and waste it? So he said, at least let me be Yotzi a little bit. I'll take a little blood. It'll be ke'ilu I shechted him, but I'll be able to put all the energy, all this oris into this maisa, and it'll be real. And it'll be concretized. It'll be solid. So Malach said, no. So what did he do? So he found that, so it says that Avraham visas enav, which Mefarshim explained means he was taka looking for something to do. He wanted, I need something to do now. I can't just go back home. So he saw the aisle, and he took the aisle and he shechted it, and all this oris he had in the Akedah, he put it into that aisle. And that's why every single, when he took the aisle and shechted, he was mechavan the shem Yitzchak. And when he was mechavan the dam, it was the shem Yitzchak. And when he was mezark the dam, it was the shem, it was all the shem Yitzchak. Because that Urus was on that madrega. So he had to put it somewhere. He had to put it into something. So he put it all into this aisle. And the aisle of Taka was tachas beno, this says. It was mamish, it wasn't just another carbon. It was mamish in place of Yitzchak Avinu. So that's how Avraham was living this out. Because when you have this Urus like that, what are you going to do with it? It can't be the Shah. It's got to go somewhere. The Nevesh HaChaim brings down, he says that when a person is this Ur to a mitzvah, so he says, Ur HaShem is makif the person. and helps them complete the mitzvah. So as soon as you have this orus do mitzvah, there's a special ruchnius dikka element that comes down to help you. He says, in a mitzvah, gerus mitzvah. You do one mitzvah, it pushes to another because you're enveloped by kedusha, so it pushes you to another one. That's what Nesher Chaim says. So I was thinking about it. He brings it latov. He's bringing it mitzad de nekuda that when you're ordered to a mitzvah, so Hashem helps you complete it. Because there's mamash this ruchnius dikka or that comes and surrounds you, or makif, and it takes you to the mitzvah. But I was thinking about it, let's look at the other way. Chas v'shalom, somebody, you're nesor to a mitzvah. So the Gemara says, if you're nesor to a mitzvah and you're nenas, it's gilu, you did it. So the Havana there could be because you did connect with this Or Hashem, so the mitzvah, you know, is with you, you have it. Let's say you're not nenas. Let's say you're nesor to a mitzvah, and then you get lazy and you don't do it. So you have this orus, and it wasn't just like, okay, I'm inspired, but there's mamish, there's this Or Makif, that the Nefesh HaChaim says, that comes to the person, and this siyat d'shmaya which envelops you, and then you say, okay, sorry, I'm done, and I'm lazy. I'd rather go to sleep. So then you have this Or Hashem that's ready to like push the mitzvah, and it just kind of like floats away. It's just gone. It just disappears. So that's what does that mean? It's l'shav, but it's like a busha to the mitzvah. It's like a bizayon to the mitzvah and to the Or Hashem, because I'm here. I'm ready to help you. You're surrounded by kedusha right now. You're sitting in this Or Makif. And then just okay, it finishes. It's over. So that's the avla of l'shav mitzad this nakuda is that it's that a person has taken this great potential, this Or Hashem, this chias that comes on the person because he's this or to mitzvah, and if he's this atzel at the end, so it's all just lost. It's all l'shav. It's an opportunity which was there and you've wasted it. If you're in this Ur, so again, so then it just wasn't there. But now this Ur, it's there for you, and you lose it. That's the Lashav. So this is the need of Lashav. This is the Ramban's Nakuda. This is the Ramban's Nakuda is the nearest Ur to anything through the Vekas and Hashem, and then it doesn't go anywhere. So that is being no Se Shem Hashem Lashav. So let's think about maybe the need of Shua itself for a second. Now, so Shua Shav is what's brought out in the Sefer Dibros, because there's a Nakuda here in a deeper sense, which is even worse than Shua Sheker. It's because it's wasted potential. So how is this wasted potential? So that in the mitzvah of the Shemot Yishaveh, the mitzvah say they're supposed to be nishba b'shem Hashem. So Rishonim explain that it's a tremendous kavod to Kodesh Baruch Hu. It creates more emunah in the world. It's mekadesh shmo. It's magdil shmo. A shavua is a kli which has potential to nikashim shemayim. It's a kli, and when you take a shavua b'shem Hashem and it's emes. So then you have been marbe kvod shemayim in the Bria. It's a kli with potential. It's a tool. There's a tool right here. If you take that tool and you don't use it to be marbe kvod shemayim, adarabba, it's machna kvod shemayim. It makes a joke out of it. So then, it's wasted. It's a wasted potential. It's something which is tremendous potential. The Ashua is a tremendous hechitimsa to be mekadesh shmo. And if you use that l'shav, what have you done? You've taken it, and you've lost the opportunity. It's not the sheker shavuah is the problem. It's the shav shavuah is the problem. That's the shavuah shav. It's that how can you take kochos, what you have? How can you take opportunities you have and just throw them into the garbage? That's a shavuah shav. A bracha v'tala is the same thing. A bracha is, you know, Rishonim discuss if it's the rice of the rabbanan, bracha v'tala, but it's definitely based on l'sisa. That's mefurash in the Gemara. A bracha v'tala, so the man d'amar that it's the rice. It's interesting. Malacha, they discuss. If I just say Hakadosh Baruch Hu's name in a sentence, you know, like Lamashal, it says in the Gemara says in Brachos that they were Masakin that you should be Shol B'Shalom Chaver B'Shem. You know, Boaz came in to meet the farmers, and he said, you know, I forgot the lashon. He says Hashem Yivarech Eschem or something. He greeted them with the Shem Hashem. So that's not Shem Shalom Batala. You're using it in a sentence. You mean it. It's real. It's MS. It's not a bizarre to Hashem. That's fine. You make a bracha shetzricha, a bracha levatala, which again is an MS, we said. It's not wrong. It's true. It's a shevach of Hashem. Hashem is borei pri eitz. There's an apple over here. So why is that a problem? What's the issue? If I just greeted you b'shem Hashem and I was mechav when I said it, it's not a problem. It's fine. It's even a takana in the Gemara to do such a thing. Even if we don't do it, that's the Mishnah says. So the so Rishonim explained that if you hold it to deraisa, even if they're abundant, the Indian is because a bracha is a cheftza in halacha. A bracha is like a shvuah. There's a cheftza in halacha and a bracha, and Chazal gave it certain gedarim. if you use that chefetz of a bracha, that mabeah bracha, in the wrong way, so then chazal, we're not mistaken in that way. Mimelo, it's useless. That's how they explain it. Even though Betzim had I just said that out, if I was speaking to you about Hashem's greatness, how He makes apples, and how apples are beautiful, and I said Hashem, Hashem, it'd be fine. There's no isser in that. It's Adarabba, it's a shevach of Hashem. But the chefetz of a bracha, you can't use that in the wrong way. But what's the idea? Because a bracha, we know, the idea of a bracha is again, the Nefesh Chaim talks about it, others talk about it. A bracha is marbek vod shemayim the bria. You're being mamshich from the shemayim, this shefa down into your food, into the bria. Then you know, baruch itself is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should spread out, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashpah should reach the entire bria, it should be more awareness of Hashem in the welt. So if I use that in a way, which is not marbe anything, it's a bracha l'tor and tzricha. So the Rabban mentioned it, and you find this, it's clear. You know, if there's no bracha for bracha bichal, it's not chal. Bracha needs someone to bichal. So I have this chefza which can marbe kvod shemayim, I say it, and there's nowhere for it to go. So I had an opportunity. I can be marbe kvod shemayim in the bria right now. So I say bracha, but there's no word for it to be chal. It's either latol and it's rikla. It can't go anywhere. So there's no chayfetz. There's no chayfetz for it to be chal upon. There's no achatechbats. There's no reality in the world of poel which is going to be mashpia upon. So again, it's something that had potential to be marbek lod shemayim, and it just falls flat because no word for it to go. That's a bracha of latola. That's his oris of a kvod shemayim with no makom l'chul. That's exactly what it is. There's no makom for it to be chalapan, so then it's a waste. It's a shav, it's levatala. So this is the nakuda of shav versus sheker. So sheker is a problem because of sheker. You know, and sheker by shavu is very chumr because it's associating sheker with the kosh baruch hu chas v'shalom. It's a very serious thing. But when we madgash over here, the Indian of shav, which is that it's not just the Indian of sheker and kfira in that sense, but it's that you have potential, which is now being wasted. It's Esav. It's someone who could have been on the madrig of Avos, and instead, he doesn't use any of his kochos al poel, and it's gone. Now we have this, you know, many times in life ourselves. I think there's two main makomos so we can understand this in our own lives. Number one is we all have kochos. Kosh Baruch Hu instilled in all of us kochos to serve Him. Everyone has their talents. Everyone has their abilities. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was waiting for us to use those latov and bring it al poel. The devote of a lifetime is bringing your kochos mina koach al poel. That's the devote of a lifetime. That's the sionos the Ramban says are for that purpose, and that's who we are. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "I made you in a certain type of person. I give you, you know, your tools in order to serve me, and it's your job to bring those al poel." So if we let life go by, and we don't use them, if we let them go l'shav. So like I said before, if I don't have the koach, so you can't have a taina on me. You know, I wasn't somebody who was able to learn, you know, 14 hours a day about smut. I wasn't given those kochos. So there's a taina on me, because Baruch can't be tavami for that, because I don't have those kochos. But if I am shy to learning 10 hours a day, and I'm only learning 7, if I'm shy to davening with more kavana, and I'm not, if I'm shy to doing more chesed, and I'm not, so there's a tie on me, because the koach is there, it's a shav. You know, why aren't you bringing out lepoel? Why aren't you acting on it? And there's also, and the other nakuda is more what the Rambam is focusing on, which is that we have times of sorrows in life. You know, whether it be a yontif, whether it be you hear a good shmuz, whether you have an experience in life, you have things in life which are give you sorrows. They inspire you, they motivate you, they drive you. So there's two reactions to that. One reaction is, okay, that was nice, and you go weiter. The other reaction is, okay, let me do something about it. You know, you hear stories all the time of people that start, let's say, these tremendous, like, you know, chesed organizations, or people who make these big changes in life. And you ask them, like, where did this start? And they say, you know, one time, you know, I heard an incredible drasha by the Rav in Shul, and it inspired me. So that night I made a phone call, and everything came out of that. And what if they wait till the morning, and what would have happened? Right, because orders would have worn off. But they said, okay, I'm this order, I'm excited, I'm going to act on this. And as soon as they acted, then tremendous things happen. A person is inspired, and they say, okay, I'm going to make a change. I'm going to be makabel something upon myself. So you do it, achatechbats. That's achatechbats. That's putting it into a maisa. But if you wait a day, and you don't do it, so you lose this order, and it was all a shove. It was all worthless. We go through it all the time. You know, Yom Kippur, obviously, is a great example of it. Mirza Shem of Perm coming up soon, and there's a Zoros, there's a big Zoros. And Mitzvah Perm, what are you doing? You know, what are you doing with that Zoros? You know, are you letting it actually be Ach Techpots, or are you going to go to Shav? That's always the question. There's a pasuk in Tehillim that we say often in davening, Chaf Dalid. It says, Miyal Bahar Hashem, Miyakum Mekom Kodesho. Mikicha Payim Varleva, Vashar Lo Nosa Lashav Nafshi, Vlish Bala Mirma. So we asked the Shaila, who is Ol Bahar Hashem? And one of the midos given is Lo Nosa Lashav Nafshi. They were not Nose, my nefesh Lashav. So what does that mean? So the Malbim says, in that Pasuk, he says, because Baruch Hu gave us the tools for shleimus and osher, for perfection and happiness. Hashem gave us kolchos in ourselves. That comes from the nefesh. That's why it's nafshi. Nafshi means that Kosh Baruch Hu's nefesh within us. The chil kamimal, that's in a person. So within that nefesh is contained all of these kolchos to bring us to shleimus and osher. Because the neshama and the person, the nefesh, is from a Kosh Baruch Hu, it's a chilk of a Kosh Baruch Hu kevyachol. Vehi tolicheyu el Har Hashem. And that is what brings you to Har Hashem. Imlo yisal salashav, the veruach, the hevel, lashbisa mishleimus, unless you go ahead and you bring it lashav to hevel and ruach, and you stop from mishleimus. Meaning Kosh Baruch Hu gave us tremendous kochos, and they push us latov. And we have intentional life to do incredible things, and we can be Ola Har Hashem, and we can be Yakum and Kokocho. But what stops us if we're no Sila Shav Nafshi? If we don't look at those kochos and utilize them, if we let them go to Shav, so that's what's going to keep us from Har Hashem. But if we recognize the kochos we have and the potential, and we use them, and they're not brought to Shav, so then that brings us to Ola Har Hashem. Hashem doesn't expect out of us anything we don't have potential for. No one has to be. Obviously, everyone knows everyone's heard. You don't have to be Moshe Rabbeinu. You don't have to be anybody you're not. You have to be yourself. And that's the kochos within. But the problem is most of us let things go l'shav. I mean, Melo, we don't become who we should be. But to be Olav Har Hashem, if you're Lo Nosel Hashav Nafshi, that's a person who will reach that Madriga.
One more shot, my friend.